bees.
Except for bees.
What's your third favorite?
Are you an armpit man?
Let's see. Okay. Third.
What's Online Podcast?
That's a good question. I guess
the left tip.
Is right tip second or fourth?
Second.
Or fifth?
I don't know. I gotta ask Kurt. He just specifically told me the third favorite thing on a woman's body is the left tit.
Who's?
Like, it first is butt, second is tits, and then third's like, is thighs separate from butt?
Yes, thighs are separate
from
thighs
are a separate
sure.
thing.
Okay, first. I guess I go with that.
I guess you could call a butt an upper thigh.
Yeah, you could. Absolutely. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we are here to answer two questions. What are you laughing about? What, I'm some kind of clown?
That's the question.
Anyway, why can't we give love a chance? And what's online? But
holy
before
shit.
We get into that, we've got Matthew Harding.
Yo.
We've got Ryan Pluck.
I can't wait to hear about Dan's drink review of this.
I know. I want to taste yours because mine's pretty good.
We got Daniel Ryan. Shut up, everyone else.
It tastes kind of like it's loaded with vodka. I'll try that.
We've got returning normal guest, Rabbit.
So is a butt more like a thigh cap?
I think we'll have to get into that a little bit later. You just shut off like the...
Oh, it shut off for you?
Yeah.
It works for me.
That's fine.
Are you not there?
I can hear it in my right ear.
Oh, what? I'm going to wiggle it around more.
And...
How about that?
I had it for a second.
Headphones
it
still
sounds
work.
Fantastic. Just let it go.
Like that Frozen song? What about that?
Fantastic is a Frozen song, is it?
You said let it go.
Ouch.
Fantastic.
I can only hear out of my right ear right now, but that's fine.
God damn it.
And we have Taylor on the podcast.
Hello, it's me.
No special titles this time.
I'm just here.
I don't have the energy.
Also, that tastes nothing like alcohol. It just tastes exactly like the Green Monster.
Maybe I just haven't had the Green Monster in a long...
Here, let me taste
for
it.
For the longest time.
For those confused on the podcast, they're...
Cool.
The Taylor and Dan couple are sampling the Monster alcoholic beverage.
Beast. The Beast.
They're very good.
Is it... is Mr. Beast at all in...
Probably not.
Involved
think,
in
I
this?
I don't think so.
No.
It'd probably say Mr. in front
way.
Of it.
You know that, like, Prime this is like Logan
Beast.
Paul or something like that.
You think he's trademarked?
Really?
Yeah.
My kids like Prime. I keep telling them to stop drinking Prime, but they like it. I'm like, well, okay, if that's what you want.
Yeah, it's like Logan Paul. He's like, I try to box and stuff.
They're insane. I take them to the store. I'm like, you can pick a drink, and then, like, I'm trying to talk them into, like, getting, like, Jones Soda as their drink or something, and then they're like, I want to get Prime. Like, why?
Gross.
I don't even think I know what that is.
Joan Soda is fantastic. Oh,
thank
Prime.
You.
Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she knows what Joan Soda
what?
Is.
Wait, what? Wait, I'm stupid. We gotta...
Yeah, you guys following up on that Amazon unionizing stuff going on?
No.
Oh.
No, what? No, what are you
we
doing?
We were just keeping up with politics with Matt.
Yeah, politics with Matt.
more eagle noises. Did you have something to say about...
I don't know. I think it's neat. Starbucks and Amazon are kind of trying to join forces now as they're both trying to unionize.
Fuck.
For,
does that work?
It means our stuff is about to get a lot more expensive, but...
I mean, Starbucks is already on getting boycotted because their ties to Israel right now.
What?
Yeah.
Good thing I loaded up on a bunch of energy drinks instead.
Good thing we have Matt here tonight.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Explain us.
Yeah. He's going to explain everything for you.
Does Moon Dollars
so,
have to do
God, like,
with
what side are they, like, getting dollars. Boycotted from, like... Yeah. The fact that they donate money to Israel?
Yeah, that they're siding with Israel.
See?
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Matt's like, this is how I get information. He overhears other people talking about it. Okay, and
looks like I'm going to Starbucks later.
It's the politics format segment.
Oh my god!
Everybody on the podcast, disclaimer: Matt knows nothing about the Israel-Palestine conflict. The fact that he's siding with Israel has nothing to do with.
I'm siding with Starbucks, bitch.
Matt couldn't even point it on a map.
Hey, yeah,
what, Starbucks?
You can?
Yeah.
Starbucks?
There's one in every corner, man.
It's kind of like how I feel, like, slightly guilty for going to Chick-fil-A during Pride Month, but, like, it gets brought up a lot. So
he specifically went during Pride Month?
Yeah. Because people were saying not to do that, and then I was like, oh, I really want a nice chicken sandwich.
That was so
cool.
My bad. I apologize.
I didn't do it because it was Pride Month. I did it because people told me not to, and then I was just like, oh, I wanted a chicken sandwich.
And that's exactly why there's no such thing as like bad advertisement, because it's in your face, whether they're telling you not to or to, you're automatically thinking, oh, now I want a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, when really you should have just went to Hardee's. Or Arby's. Both of them have a better chicken sandwich.
No, they do not.
Yes,
no, I want
Arby's does not have a better chicken sandwich.
Triple Whopper with cheese.
You know,
okay. For Pride Month.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I had Taco Bell.
Matt is a good ally for the LGBT plus community. He's like, I just want triple Whopper with cheese.
Bro, was that cheese extra sharp? Because that had a large, like, start to
what the fuck? I forgot about cheese for a second.
What?
What do you mean you forgot about cheese for a second?
I forgot what it was called.
Does Hardee's have a good chicken sandwich?
Yeah, they do.
Hardee's is fire. Hardee's is like right between fast food and like casual dining.
I might have brought this up on the podcast before, but me and Matt got.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Matt were.
Matt and I.
Sorry. Fuck
off. Matt and A.
Matt and A.
A late night film.
We would, when we first started like hanging out again, I would go over to his place of residence and we would get slammed on goddamn.
Slashed?
We would be playing music. No, we would get sloshed. That's what I was trying to say.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
See, I can't remember cheese and you can't remember sloshed.
Yeah, is this your good first Foster's or like third?
No.
Fucking seated me.
I'm fucking seated.
Oh, yeah. Do you want one of these again?
Later. I have fine to host this podcast ostensibly, but
we got six people here. We can probably run it.
I'm not doing that bad, am I? Jesus Christ.
What?
I said he heard that episode.
Oh.
Me and Matt.
Are you talking about the one where we did things, or are you talking about?
Yeah, the science experiment.
Oh, wow. I thought maybe it could have been the Taylor and me prank episode.
Or that episode.
Oh, I did hear that, and that was not good. Me and Matt
You should have hosted
that. We reconnected because we were both alcoholics, and we got sloshed, yeah, and Matt had coupons for Hardee's
from Kroger on the back of the receipt.
And we did that like for a month, and then we both like hated like Arby's because we would wake up the
Hardee's
next morning.
Arby's or Hardee's?
Hardee's.
Hardee's. You said Arby's.
Yeah. They rhyme.
Sorry. Hardee's. We would wake up the next morning and we would be really sick because we had these gigantic burgers from Hardee's.
Yeah, they're real greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, my dad was the general manager for Hardee's for a long time, so like that killed my desire for Hardee's because he would just bring home.
That'll do it.
You got fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
It's good.
That breakfast though, man.
Yeah, I still go back for the breakfast.
Yep.
No, I remember we went there for like Gen Con. I think we went to a Hardee's breakfast and it was fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
I've only had one thing from their breakfast and it was when they had the Fruit Loop donuts.
What the fuck?
That shit was so good.
It's also really weird that the only thing you ever got at Hardee's was something sweet.
Well, no, it was like the only breakfast item. I've had other Hardee's food, but
that
was the only breakfast item.
Oh, only breakfast.
You gotta listen.
No, don't do that. Anyway, listen back to the podcast later.
No,
20 minutes later, Dan asked about Hardee's.
They had the Fruit Loop donut shake, and I got that with it.
Sounds pretty good.
I'm so
fucking hungry right now.
Mm.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah. Like a triple Whopper, whatever the fuck you said?
With cheese.
I feel like incorporating Fruity Pebbles into stuff is like a good
Good idea.
Yeah.
It is. My very first edible that I ever had was a Fruity Pebbles, like Rice Krispie, basically. But off of a truck during Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Way before weed was ever legal there.
That is sick.
It was prime.
There was a time when Luke would put Fruity Pebbles in.
And that's what it is.
His, circle.
And his cheap weed, because then it made it a different color, then he'd sell it as expensive weed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that
allegedly
to a guy that was
allegedly your son, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I had adopted this scene kid as my son because I would go home on the bus with him. He's dead.
He bought a 20 sack of Luke's cheap stuff, and then bought a 20 sack of Luke's expensive stuff. And the expensive stuff was the cheap stuff, but with some yellow Fruity Pebbles dusted on it. And then he spritzed it with water and threw a little sugar on it so it sparkled and was yellow. And then dude called him back like an hour later and was like, hey, man, give me more of that good stuff.
He's like, absolutely.
Yeah, let me.
he was a piece of shit. So it's fine.
Was it McCain?
McCain? No.
What the fuck was his last name?
I don't know
Chase
his last name.
Gamble, I think.
Carlson. Because he was my adopted son.
Oh, yeah.
Goofball. Ah, there it is. Just want to see what this dude's
found him?
Doing.
You're checking up on him?
Yeah.
This is as cool. close to politics as Matt gets.
Yeah. Since this is a live podcast, the person we're talking about, if you could call us real quick.
That's not him. Oh, it is.
Oh, Matt, you can call him real quick.
I'm good.
What we can call him and see how he's doing.
What does he look like now, Matt?
It looks like an asshole.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so he's not changed.
He looks like a Joe.
He does.
Matt, for the listener, Matt has a picture of a butthole pulled up on his phone.
It's his.
There was a kid that I was nice to because I was bullied into it by a hot older chick.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know that end of it.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, was,
who'd that be?
On our bus.
Who would that?
Not Megan. It was...
Who would
fucking
that? Janet Cooper.
Janet, yeah.
Janet?
Mm.
What? I took a guess.
Her name is Janet?
Janet. Damn it, yep. Janet. Yeah,
Janet.
Wow.
So Janet bullied me into adopting this emo kid. And,
nice.
I still would.
Yeah.
Adopt him?
Yeah.
No. No, he sucks. Like, he sucked ass, but we adopted him, and he kind of got, like, bullied into that. Like, you know, like, the fucking, like, light bullying, like, where you're like, oh, you're our son, and we are wife, and...
Yeah.
And...
What? Yeah, and instead of, like, a work wife.
Yeah.
It's your bus wife
we
and
are
your
wife.
Bus child.
I would have fucked her. I probably should have, like...
Yeah. But, you know... Times move on.
Would not fuck Chase.
You would have an actual child.
Yeah. Bird opinions. God damn it, I had one.
What the fuck was y'all's high school?
It was weird.
It was dumb.
It was silly.
Well, Bert was married and had a kid.
Yeah. I adopted a small emo child, and he was a piece of shit, and he got a Ukrainian girl deported. Did I talk about that?
Wait. He
is
got Olya deported?
Because
Olya and I were like almost dating and then she got deported.
We can talk about that in a second. I gotta give a bird opinion.
A bird
though.
Opinion, yeah.
I'm invested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we skip a bird opinion?
This is a bird opinion. It's the one consistent thing for the past 200 episodes.
Okay. So I've been looking up a bunch of stuff about Neanderthals. It's not Neanderthals. It's
Neanderthals.
Whatever. Yes, yes, yeah. Okay. They're not very tall, actually. We were probably taller than them.
Neander shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all supposed to laugh that hard at that.
They were wider more than they were tall, but
wider or whiter?
So they're like
wider.
Wario.
They were both actually. They were whiter and wider.
And wider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had bigger nostrils, and they had to consume more food in order to keep up their body and stuff like that.
Wow,
interesting. Is it also because they're just doing more shit?
Yeah, they were up
in
Europe.
A whole lot of sitting.
Yeah, they were up in Europe, and they were fucking up mammoths and woolly rhinos.
Yeah, it probably takes some energy.
Yeah, it takes a lot. And then we came up there, and they're like, you know what? We're a little more efficient. Why don't we just fucking, like,
chill.
Yeah,
and then we don't have to eat an anime main character amount of food.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And that is one of... You accidentally stumbled into what I was going to talk about. Like, one of the theories of why Neanderthals died out was that we were just slightly more efficient in our food consumption. So,
yeah,
like,
we can't all afford to be, what, Super Saiyan 3?
Yes. We can't be Goku eating an entire, like, bone meat thing.
Yeah.
And then doing
that
it some more.
Classic piece of meat.
Or Luffy. Yep. For our more younger viewers who haven't seen it.
Or fucking a Demon Slayer guy.
Or Naruto. He eats a lot.
Yeah, he eats a lot of ramen.
For the black viewers.
Sure.
What the fuck?
You already said Dragon Ball.
Look, we've learned a lot from Kabir.
We did. Okay, wait, hold on. And South American. Put a...
What?
What?
South American people also like Naruto a lot, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. They love anime in general.
How do you know this?
I spend too much time on the internet.
Internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's online.
It is.
Kurt.
But black people do love Naruto, there's nothing wrong with that. I will defend black people's right to love Naruto to the death. I'll go to war over that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hold on. Are you going to fight for your friends?
Believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Did you want to talk about this Ukrainian chick that got deported?
Oh, sure. Yeah. She was 16,
Olga?
I think.
Who was Olga?
Olya.
Olya Horobyanyuk.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a little thing going on for like a month and then she got deported. Fucking.
I'm just like picturing the chick from Dodgeball.
She was like a nice like, you know, like racist white people want like a nice like
she wasn't fat, but she was like big.
Okay,
you know, like just
like thick,
like no, like she wasn't thick, she was just like she'd probably like beat you in like an arm wrestling match.
So
yeah,
she was strong. She was muscular,
but like she didn't like look muscular. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Okay. She was just bigger than the average United States.
Hitler would approve. That I would put it that way.
Yeah.
Like she looked. She looked like she was a Viking stock.
She's probably a Dom now.
Okay.
She was. I think she was 16, and in Ukraine, the drinking age I believe was 16, maybe it was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So she was coming to school a lot with like Sprite bottles and stuff that were actually just filled with vodka. And the stories I heard how she got deported was. If you remember Mr. Holmes,
mm-hmm.
or for people that didn't go to our high school, he was the cool art teacher. Yep. 'Cause you always got to have that cool art teacher. And turns out he's not that cool, as far as you can't walk into his classroom and pass out because you drank like a fucking fifth of vodka as a child.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and she just passed out. And they're like, can't do that, and got deported. How did you hear she got deported?
So, the reason she was drinking like that...
This is not online.
Apparently... was because Probably she fell in with my son Chase's group of friends, and they were also underage drinkers.
Oh,
so.
She fell in with them?
Yes.
God damn it.
I'm just really confused on how
she got deported
because of this. Like, wouldn't this just get you expelled, not deported?
Well, okay, so hold on.
She was in Indianapolis.
Hold on.
No, this guy.
We did not start
ago.
This off properly. First off, she was an exchange student.
Okay, see, none of that was mentioned.
You just mentioned she was Ukrainian.
Yeah, and
she
I'm like,
came from
fuck?
Ukraine, and she was a foreign exchange student.
It's the only picture of her.
Okay.
That's like
it's the worst picture ever.
That's like a
pretty bad picture
now.
It is.
So,
she looks like Victoria Beckham.
There you go.
Oh, that's what it is.
Victoria Beckham.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
Olya... was a foreign exchange.
Pronounce that name.
Olya.
How'd I do?
Horobyanyuk. I'm pretty sure that's a slur in English.
H-R-E-B-N-I-U-K.
So I'm not going to do that. So.
Do you want to try?
Horobyanyuk.
There you go. One of those.
So I didn't know that you were dating her, but I have a funny trajectory.
We're talking. Herbert. We're in the flirting stage, and then she got deported.
So then you were
no,
you
didn't say we were dating. Yeah. I just said
he
we
said
were
they
like,
had a thing.
Yeah,
yeah. They held hands once.
Yeah, like me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah.
Miss.
We have a thing going on.
Okay, so
not Mr. Jones.
Not Mr. Jones, but he's probably at that concert. Like, which one of y'all?
So this Ukrainian exchange student comes. She drinks too much and gets deported. And I have several degrees of separation from it because. Yeah. David tried to ask her out, and he actually took her to a movie. So
oh, shit.
You're not the
I
only.
I talked to her at school. Maybe yeah. She was just talking to me.
Yeah, so you were not the only person who's been on this podcast that has talked to this Ukrainian chick.
She's cool.
She was, and she was drinking at 16. So, and she was also the family she was staying with was. A Chelsea redhead that I was childhood friends with. I don't know if you connect those dots.
I don't think so.
It's like Chelsea Burns. Familiar, but, I'll say it on a podcast. It doesn't matter that
nobody
much.
Nobody knows sure. Any of these people.
She was childhood friends with me, and her family would take in
her
foreign exchange students. Very often, and she
real accepting, oh, this is your culture here. We'll get you fucking vodka. Well, how is she getting it? She always had vodka with her.
Was what it was. She was getting it from Chase and the emo kid.
Okay. The emo, that's why she befriended them.
So Olya comes over, she hangs out, she's with this nice, prim family. She meets emo kids. They're depressed, smoking cigarettes, buying fake weed, and giving her
so they ruined her basically.
And then, I think she was already ruined.
And then she,
but they did ruin her.
And then she passes out in school, which was hilarious.
So both our stories are correct, just from different viewpoints as to what happened specifically.
And then I wrote a song called "Drunk Ukrainian."
Oh my god!
Drunk Ukrainian, watch out, she's on the rampage again.
I
wrote
the behind that piano or guitar.
It was a Ramones style.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I can do that. Real quick.
It was a Ramones style song. This episode.
It's on. The listeners already heard it.
And then, I figured out after I actually did record that and I showed it to David and he was like, "Dude, that's kind of fucked up." I was actually trying to hit on her. I'm like,
"You're that's why it's fucked up for you."
Yeah, it's really funny. And then, the year after, then the Crimean, war, or not the Crimean, I guess.
The Crimea River hit song by Timberlake.
Yeah.
Year after that.
No, yeah, the Russian invasion of Ukraine happened, so that was oh, shit, I hope she's not dead. Oh.
I still
hope
the way you give me this shrug after that, so I'm good then, right? Because I wrote this offensive song, but I hope she's not dead, so all is well.
I didn't make her drink.
I'm morally okay.
I didn't deport her.
This was quite a trip.
No, you're talking about episode 170, the one where Kurt wasn't here. That was a trip.
Yep.
It was Chase's fault, and then. Dan's older brother sold him a bunch of fake weed, and that was fine. he was a piece of shit, so that's all right. What a fucking weird story. I was never expecting that to take that.
I didn't know that you had ends of this story.
Yeah.
I didn't know that David knew her.
Yep.
I thought I knew her.
Yeah, no, he was trying to get in
she
there.
She knew a bunch of people.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. She was getting never mind. You know what?
I remember when someone called me emo in seventh grade on the bus, and I didn't know what emo was. And I was just like, I don't wear tight clothes because, that's all I knew about emo kids, which is funny because, I was wearing night pants.
You also had greasy black hair.
Yeah. I didn't know shit about it. And the one thing I guessed was still something that I was doing.
That's funny.
I used to give you guys endless shit for wearing tight pants while skateboarding. You're like, no, it's much more comfortable and it makes us skate better. And I was like, no, you guys look.
No, it really was. It is comfortable to skate. And
I've seen you guys tear your pants while skateboarding.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He still does.
I do it all the time. Yeah, it's still, it doesn't make it not comfortable.
My the legs of my pants like tore when I skate, but I was like, I was stuck in like the 90s. I was like wearing like the fucking
Jankos.
You skated a lot in pajama pants over jeans or vice versa.
What the fuck?
I did do that. Yeah. Yep. So I would wear pajama pants. What? So when I would hit the ground, like it wouldn't destroy my legs. And then I would.
Thought you just liked wearing pajama pants. I didn't know there was a cause behind it like that.
Yeah, no. Normally I would have wore basketball shorts. Like basketball shorts were like
the
best like thing for me to skate in. But I did that when I was like, okay, I'm going to get gnarly today and I'm going to fall down.
Yeah,
get
I remember gnarly. Your gnar pants.
I had a pair of black jeans that were like super
like super cargo-y. Yeah, one time you let me wrap them around my ass like a diaper to do a layback board slide down some really rough concrete.
Yeah, you did do that.
Yeah.
I had gnar pants and
I had to borrow his gnar pants for a trick.
Jesus Christ. I remember, God damn it. Like, this is like deep lore for like the podcast, but we were filming for a skate video. And if I didn't bring the gnar pants along, like our
the
filmer would get like disappointed in me.
Yeah, because that was his inspiration. He would have the gnar pants, just do it.
Yeah.
If you don't have the gnar pants, then like he loses a bit of his.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, Curtis is not going hard today.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to find him a short ledge to get taken.
Yeah. And it was just like, you know, not every day that you set out, you're like. Because I would wear those when I was, like, going down, like, big stair sets or, like, slamming.
Or the roof that I didn't want to do.
Yes. Nobody wanted to do.
Yeah. But he's like, come on, it's doable. And we're all like, no, I'm not even going to do that. And you're like, fine, fuck you guys, I'll do it.
But you,
like, what?
But you ollied down, like, a 6-foot ledge naked.
What?
I did do that.
You did do that.
I was underage, too, so if anybody has pictures of that,
and we
weren't
drinking.
What the fuck?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
he
shouldn't have done that.
With a smiley face over his ass. Yeah.
Yep.
How old were you?
16.
Yep.
Sober.
Mm-hmm.
And you just decided to be naked?
It was fun.
Streaking, but skate
style. It made for a good story 10 years later on a podcast.
Wow.
And
not much of one. Pretty short story, but still.
And then there was a... Yeah. Well, and then a little later, me and a certain... skater called Chris Cardenas skated in our boxers just downtown. Like,
literally. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but men can do that. And it's fine.
Yeah, you'd like doing that with Ivan. He used to do that at Carmel when he'd skate with me there.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, come on, man, it's nice. I'm like, no. I'm not taking my pants off to skate. I'm fine.
It felt pretty good.
Yeah, until you fucking fall and your balls are just rubbed.
Yeah, because usually my fucking jeans are really protecting against that.
They're not, because you got
holes
in them.
That's what I'm saying. It's not.
It's your back and your shoulders that do most of the work when you're falling.
Yeah. Not my balls. That'd be really weird to fall.
Yeah, if you fall on your balls, that'd be
rough. Yeah, that's rails.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen so many people, like, rack themselves.
Mm-hmm. I didn't skate rails like that. I did benches.
Did Dan ever show you the skate trip video?
Oh, man.
Did you show me the skate trip video?
I don't know. Maybe. But there's a really good bail of Dan just crushing his face.
Oh, fuck. No, yeah. I feel like I'd remember that if I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Ate shit real hard.
It was pretty good.
Your memory's not that good.
I know. That's sad. But okay. True.
Kurt, you go around the clock. We got like 15, 20 seconds.
Oh, see.
You can sing more of that Ukraine song.
Well, I was going to add in like... When you guys first were talking about this Ukrainian chick, I thought it was like the same Ukrainian chick that went to my school, but obviously it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe she didn't even get deported. She just transferred schools, and we're like, she got deported.
Good input.
Could be. I mean,
I know the chick
she
that
did, like,
had
some crazy shit, right, and then they expelled her for it.
Do you know John Smith? No, but I know John Benjamin.
But yet they let her come back.
Is that safe?
She like stabbed some dude in the face with her
what?
High heel because he told her to go back to her fucking country and called her a slut and a bitch. So she just took her shoe off and just stabbed him in the face.
Yeah, your school is crazy. You also
what
went to school. Yeah, you were in the school with the guy that got the phone shoved up his ass.
Yep.
Yep.
All of this happened my freshman year, too.
Passed out drunk. Christ. That was a passive.
Yeah, she knows a stabbing.
I know so much.
go back to your home country. Like, how racist do you have to be racist?
Oh, he was a
specifically
dick. All
against
of us
Ukrainians?
Were so happy. All of us were happy she did that.
You could be from Lawrence and Carmel, like, kids would be like, go back to your own country.
Okay, so you're like...
You know
the second half. We're in the second half. It's the second half. This is the second half.
There. Okay. Whoa. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the What's Online podcast. We got Matthew Hardy.
So much latency on Just Curtis.
Just ignore that.
The
like,
listener can't hear that.
Remove
it.
Remove
what's
it.
What's happening?
I don't know. He's just clapping.
Clapping.
It's clapping.
We got Matt Harding
it's
on
clapping.
The podcast.
Yeah.
We've got Daniel Ryan. Woo. We've got the rabbit.
Hi, guys.
We got the Ryan Ryan.
Thanks.
We got Taylor. And, guys, you know, this is a little bit out of the blue. Yeah.
You ever just clap your dick on your balls?
Okay, cool.
No.
Sounds like this.
So
yeah, it sure does.
So there's this guy I met over the internet, and he's ended up being like a famous dude, and I invited him on the podcast.
A famous dude?
Yeah.
That's gonna drive me nuts.
Yeah, no, he's pretty big. Like he most people know who he is, and
for a size queens.
For a size queens. So
it's pretty
big. I kinda like during our break I just shot a message to him to say, like, hey, you trying to come in for the second half? And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, shit. Okay. Well, he's going to be on. He's kind of been in a rough situation. It's not Jared Leto or, like, you know.
That's good.
Or the guy who played Flash.
Is this someone that's going to get real drunk?
Jared
no, he should be okay.
You have any guess that's not going to get drunk? What?
I mean, he's probably going to be okay, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. So... hopefully he'll be here. Fucking hold on a second. Okay. All right, hold on, guys. I really need to take this call. If the guy shows up, just be nice to him.
Yeah.
Just know he's in a rough spot. So don't be too hard on him. All right.
Okay.
So I'll be right back. This is the sound of me walking away.
There he goes. He's gone.
Really echoey.
Yeah. You guys do that?
Oh.
What the fuck
is
going on?
I don't know.
Where did all the smoke come from?
What is this, right?
It got real dark.
I am the morning star. I am Lucifer. And, fucking hell. Hey, how's it going, guys? Is there a specific place I should be sitting?
Yeah, this couch looks a little small for you. You can just sit on the bed that looks like about your ass size.
Yeah, but, okay, yeah, that's cool.
Sitting next to me would be cool.
Do you want to sit on his lap?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that cool? What do we call you?
I'll get the other way.
Luke for short.
I listed off a bunch of names.
Morning Star.
No, if you guys just call me like the devil or Satan, that's fine. Like,
okay,
that's what it gets shortened to. Usually,
can I call you Betty?
Betty,
or like Daddy Satan.
Damn, that's bad.
You cannot do that.
Go to double hell.
We have a double hell. All right, okay. I'm just going to sit right here real quick. And, hey, how's it going? Where's Curtis?
He said he got some kind of call. Yeah, you can't. He told you to come on here?
Yeah. No, listen, I've got like a big like thing going on right now. I'm working on a huge like game, basically, and there's gonna be like NFT like blockchain. God, okay, you know what? I'm gonna be real with you guys. I've been trying real hard to be evil in the modern age, and it's not been working. I lost a ton of money on fucking crypto. Oh, yeah. And I don't even know how.
Was it Dogecoin?
I don't know. I asked the imps, and they just talked to me about Skibbity Toilet, and...
Yeah, they'll give you hell over that.
I still got... I'm fucking Satan. I've got money, but I'm just, like, confused as to, like... I'm looking up, like, what's evil now?
Well, like, on Google, or, like, you type in, like, how to evil Reddit search?
No, yeah, well, like, what people think of evil is, like, pictures of monkeys that are, like, NFTs, right?
I mean, have you just, like, looked into, like, what, like, Bezos is up to and Elon Musk?
I feel like
yeah, and I'm, like, I don't
evil.
Fucking get it at all.
Oh, whose side are you taking on the Israel-Palestine?
Oh no.
I fucking have nothing to do with that, alright?
I know what you mean, man.
That's Old Testament shit, and I'm gonna be real with you guys. That's the British.
Oh my
not
God.
Me. Wish I could take credit for it, but really, like, I look at the shit that people call evil today, and I'm like, do you guys remember, like, the fucking, Dan King during World War II?
Yeah, I mean, like, the Dark Ages seem like your highlight, right? I mean, have you had any big peaks since then, or was that, like, the last fucking...
I mean, the Crusades were really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, the Dark Ages were, like, fine, but, like, the Crusades, like, that was great. Get a bunch of people who follow the Bible to fight other people who follow the Bible.
Oh, I'm real actually excited to ask you. I've always wondered, are you more into, like, metal, or are you more into, like, fiddle, southern type music? Or is it, like, kind of both? Like, you're, like, a... I don't want to say that.
I fucking knew this was going to come up. All right. Listen. That whole shit with Charlie Daniels is... blown out of proportion, really
what,
hardcore.
What happened? What's the actual laydown? Obviously, we can't have Charlie Daniels on, but, you know, small-time podcast. You seem like you fit right in here.
Listen, at the fucking time, I was, like, inventing, like, what the shit that Slayer was doing, so, of course, I wasn't, like, up on my, like, fiddle skills, and this fucking goddamn frog-humping, like, southern shithead is, of course, gonna come up. You know what? That probably sounds really fucking...
evil?
See, that's the thing. I can't even be mean to people anymore without, like, coming off as, like, something that I'm not. I hate this
you
guy.
You wanna be evil, but you don't wanna be a dick.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm evil because I am...
Well, like a Dio kind of sense.
I guess. I don't know. The Charlie Daniels thing, yeah, okay, so I lost and I had an entire orchestra. That sucks, and I'm never going to live that down, obviously. So, I really don't want to get into that. It's stupid.
Did you even give a shit about the devil, the fiddle made of gold, though, right?
I fucking...
Like, it yeah, seems
you guys
like,
ever
like,
read,
that
like, Paradise Lost? I have all rare metals and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that trade didn't seem fair. Like, his soul for some petty thing that you just kind of have. Like,
oh, yeah, no, it was supposed to be something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I could probably find a fucking Susie B. Anthony in my coin jar, and, like, it's...
What?
See, you fucking get it, Dan. Hey, you know what? When you end up down here, that's going to be great. We're going to have a lot to talk about.
For what, the podcast?
Yeah, I've got some other things. I know you. But yeah, no, it's just really stupid that lately I feel like, you know, useless. Like, humans are coming up with all this complicated shit, and I'm just, like, sitting here.
Do you have any new ideas that you're, like, spitballing, brainstorming around, like, thinking about? Like, okay. Like, do you want to go, like, a natural disaster kind of route, or, like, maybe, like, a plague-type thing? Like, oh, was COVID you?
I've got to tell you about this, man. COVID, not me. But I did blame it on the Chinese. And then I hit up God. I seriously hit up God, and I was like, hey, I did this. And you know what? He was like, LMAO, keep trying to play League later. That dude has been phoning it in since...
Seems like for a long time he's been calling it in.
Since fucking zero AD. Yeah. And here I am.
Yeah, once his son was out of it, he's like, my son's not in the game. I'm not watching the rest of the Little League. Like,
all the credit people give God, and then I'm fucking busting my ass over here, spreading misinformation.
Oh, are you like behind the whole like fake news movement?
No, I can't even take credit for that. I talked to Trump. I fucking talked to him, and he's like, you're old news. I don't care about you. Get out of here. You smell. And it's like, again, I smell like sulfur, but that's kind of my thing.
So then what brought you on to the podcast today? Do you have, like, an idea that you're trying to work, or do you just want to, like, kind of branch out of, like, you're all damned to hell at some point? You've been living in
I mentioned at the beginning I had some stupid, like, mobile game coming out that was going to drain people's bank accounts. And I'm going to be honest, I've kind of, like, lost steam from that. Like, I'm just kind of bummed. Like, I'm just venting because I don't know, like, what Satan should do anymore, because all
of
this.
Seems like we're
kind of
doing it on our own pretty well.
You know what would be really evil? So you should totally just like make a new ad blocker so we can get past YouTube ads on like all devices all the time.
I already do that.
See, because that's just like sticking it to the big guys, the real evil.
Okay, so hold on a second.
Are you going for like an enemy of our enemy is our friend kind of deal?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so go ahead and download the Brave browser and use uBlock or... fucking, why am I helping you? I'm supposed to make your lives miserable and YouTube's already doing that. Fucking hell. See, is my problem. I use an ad blocker.
Don't you want to like make their lives miserable?
I don't. I want to make everyone...
Hold on, you use an ad blocker?
No, I think he said a dad blocker.
Ad blocker.
Ad blocker. Yeah, you got a phone? Are you Apple or Samsung?
I mean, sounds like it.
No, it doesn't work on my phone, so...
Yeah, but what do you have? Or do you have, like, Demon Co.?
Is it Mint Mobile?
Like, your brand. Your phone.
We tried to put out, like, Nokia phones for a while, and they were indestructible, and we gave the Finns, like, something to do. But then Android came out, and that was just better, so that's what hell runs on right now.
Oh, so you made Nokia, but now you're running on Android.
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, but yeah, like, our R&D department has not been able to keep up.
Yeah. What other products have you made besides Nokia? What's another to hell product?
What's Wi-Fi like in hell?
Oh, it's hell.
Slow. 56K.
I mean, the public one sucks, obviously. My private one actually also sucks, so... I'm able to, like, keep up with things on the internet and everything like that, so...
Do you guys ever have, like a snow day type thing where, like, you just turn off the fire for a little bit?
I mean... So that... Listen...
You know, it's like the opposite of a spa day. Instead of a sauna, it's like you enjoy 70-degree weather in hell.
So there's this guy called Dante Alighieri. I don't know if you're aware of him. Wrote Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, how close was he on that?
Fucking hack. He's an idiot, and it was just like fan fiction, but where I'm chilling at is actually pretty fucking cool. So...
Oh, so you're
got that part right. Everything else was just... So that's literally like Twilight. Or like... No, 50 Shades of Grey. That was a fan fiction, right? Yeah, that was like... Dante Alighieri was like fan fiction. Listen, read Paradise Lost. That was like fucking metal as hell.
Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey are both evil.
Yeah, no.
They're awful.
Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah, have you had your hand in any like writing type things going on? Oh, did you have your hand in Hollywood, and that's kind of what got to as bad of a point that we needed the writer's strike recently, or?
Dude, they don't believe in anything in California. Like, I show up there, and I'm like, I'm Satan, and they'd be like, oh, this is really good satire. Let me write this this into my next Rick and Morty script.
Yeah.
And what the fuck am I supposed to do?
So then who does, like, could you go to, like, Utah maybe, and they'd be like, oh shit, it's the devil.
Utah?
Yeah, I'm Mormon. Thinking of somewhere listen, that's, like,
I,
real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm Satan, but I'm not going to deal with Mormons, all right? They're ass-backwards bullshit. Like,
do we got any questions on this side of the couch over there?
Yeah, Rabbit, you're
I
in this
like
episode.
They're just taking it all in.
I saw your hand raised.
My hand was raised a long time ago just because I was curious on what Satan would spend money on.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, because you have a lot of money.
Oh, you're saving
You're saving up for something?
Well, I...
Real estate.
Here's the thing. I keep hearing... What is this?
This is AZBC. Did you have your hand in this work by chance?
It sounds sick as hell, and I'm going to get in contact with the guy who did this, but, no. What I spend my money on, like, capitalism, money is the root of all evil, correct? So I'm supposed to have my hand in every jar, and recently, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I've been fucking coming up empty, like, trying to fund...
Hold on. You stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
What?
Yeah, you Andy's in the kitchen everything. With Dinah.
God damn it!
Wow.
Now we know.
I mean, I've got tons of money, and I spend it on trying to promote evil things.
You should spend it on bitches.
That does seem pretty devil.
Cocaine and whores.
At least that's what we thought. I mean, who are we to say what the devil is? But, I mean, she's goth, so she's probably closest of any of us here.
I love this.
Ryan knows some pretty devil shit to inspire you.
He's there.
Oh, yeah? Like, what do you... like, what kind of... What should I find? Like, I was asking the MC the other day, what is evil, and they tried to talk to me about Skibidi Toilet and get
so
from the Riddler.
What is Skibidi Toilet?
I fucking don't know.
I don't know what Skibidi Toilet is either.
I have no clue.
And you know, I've always been old-fashioned, right?
Right.
But I feel even more so now. Like, the internet has, like, kick-started...
Oh, yeah, I mean, a lot's happened in the past 100 years, which probably feels to you like a week.
Right.
To us.
It's fucking insane. Again, like I said, I went all in on crypto, lost a ton of money on that. So, to answer your question... No more crypto anymore, I guess. But on the other hand, like, people get really upset about crypto. I just don't get, like, I'm having trouble connecting dots, and I think that maybe, like, I need to just fall back on my old shit.
Yeah, just some traditional type shit.
Yeah.
Are you doing global warming? Is that you?
Oh, it happens naturally.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the
scientists.
Earth goes through, like, periods of warming and cooling. You guys are probably not helping.
What about inflation? I'll take that as a yes.
Right?
Hold on, you just invented capitalism.
What?
Did you invent capitalism?
No, you fucking guys did. I just made it.
Oh, man, I was about to blame you for these
Damn
drinks
it, I
bought.
I was excited.
No. Yeah, no, I just made it, like, worse. But you guys, like, basically crawled out of the mud and then started, like, trading shells for things.
Oh, yeah. Started doing some basic economy.
Yeah, no, that was pretty cool. And I was like, oh, if somebody has a bunch of shells, he can, like, do whatever he wants. And I kind of like, oh.
You're, like, time to get all the shells.
Slaves. Like, that's a cool thing. Oh, you can't even do the slave thing anymore. Like, that's politically incorrect, but, you know. Yeah, so, yeah, no, that's not my thing. But, like, you might have heard, like, Satan can't create. He can only corrupt, sort of thing, so.
Can I pet your wings?
I mean, you can. They're like a little. Yeah,
they're gonna be hot.
It's probably.
I want to try.
All right.
Okay.
Fuck! It cut my hand. That shit is sharp.
Ha.
I haven't had.
But this is kind of neat.
Hey, I mean, this is the first time I've been on a podcast in like a little bit. Like,
oh yeah, you could just play the podcast in hell.
Oh wait,
you have plenty of material. You could torture people with it.
Yeah, we suck.
That could work.
Are we gonna give him the 9/11 episode?
Oh, absolutely.
You guys should have the 9/11 episode.
Can you help me write it?
Talking to you guys is kind of like giving me a little perspective and stuff like that, and I'm like,
towards what? Is it making you feel all about better about anything? Or?
I don't know. Like, I know I'm not crazy. Like, you know.
Everything is pretty evil on its own here so far.
Yeah, humanity is pretty evil.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I've been thinking I might get back into guitar.
Oh, yeah?
I used to get to your roots.
Yeah.
I used to own that shit, and then nowadays, like, you got Christian metal? Like, what the fuck is that?
Or are you going to make another movie with Tenacious D?
Oh, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
I mean,
wait a minute.
Yeah, how do you feel about Pig of Destiny?
No, no, it's great.
Oh, yeah,
actually, okay. Dave Grohl consulted me on the part, and yeah, nice. Gave him 2 thumbs up. Like, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
How far up?
I mean, the flaming thumbs of hell can reach the heavens. blah, 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 I guess.
Is Taylor Swift going to go to hell?
I hope not.
Yeah, hold on. Did Taylor Swift come from hell?
Yeah.
Is she just visiting Earth?
Those are specifics I feel like I can't really get into.
Okay.
It's an NDA situation.
That answered my question.
Yeah, like a lot of people.
If the devil does anything, it's follow law.
Can we just promise that me and her aren't in the same room with each other? We also have the same name. It's just not kosher.
How do we know you're not the same person?
But listen, I've gotten people ask me a lot, like, where Hitler is, and it's, like, really awkward because I can't give them a definite answer.
Do you not know where Hitler is?
Do you put, like, a tracker on him?
Yeah, has he gotten away? Is he starting a revolt in hell?
I'm going to say right now that people would be very upset if he wasn't in hell. And if he never actually ended up there.
Oh, yeah, because he was pretty Christian, right?
But
if he believed that...
He was a pretty atheist.
That sounded cool.
Yeah.
He was not good, but... I'll be honest, like, I leave that to my imps, and I can't really keep track of anybody, like, who ends up down here. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Not Taylor Swift.
Not Taylor Swift. Okay, not Taylor Swift. I will make sure that you don't end up in a room with Taylor Swift. I can do that.
Well, are we all getting, like, a pass for having you on our podcast?
Special requests and stuff?
I mean, it's not very professional.
Do we get, like, demon wishes?
Like, what would you want?
I mean, she wants to just not be in contact with Taylor Swift ever, which I feel like is a pretty light ask.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I mean...
Can I get, like, a free bean burrito?
Like, on a specific day?
I feel like I'd have to, like, make that for you. Like, I can't...
Well, I mean, like, you can just, like, kind of... I don't know, I have Taco Bell, like, fuck up my order and accidentally drop an extra one in my bag or something.
Yeah, if that happens eventually, that's me.
Okay.
What do you mean? There's demons. Like, they're basically
Yeah, couldn't you send,
Congress.
Like, a little demon man?
They're busy. They're talking about Skibbity Toilet and shit. I have no fucking clue what they're doing. Listen, you guys don't understand how, like, stressful it is to be the top of something that is the root of all, like, evil and then not have, like,
that's not true. I work in retail.
Exactly! How can I make a more miserable experience than clocking in at 9 o'clock and clocking out at 5 o'clock and then you guys are all... God damn it! I had the fucking goddamn black plague that almost wiped out all of white people.
Can you talk about that with a little bit more excitement so that you get to do like a classic demon like at the end of it?
Yeah, and we want something for like a preview.
What was that?
You know.
You guys want me to do a plug for you guys real quick?
God bang.
Probably a bang.
I heard a bang and a squeal.
Do you guys want me to do a plug for you real quick, like for your podcast?
Yeah, maybe we can do it for the ad for that one guy.
Okay, hold on one second.
We've got Sane here on the What's Online podcast. And
hell is empty, and all the devils are here, and they're listening to the What's Online podcast, just like you puny mortals should.
Hit me with that. There it is. That's pretty good.
Big fan.
I like that.
Big fan over here. Yeah,
it's a pretty cool
laugh. I love that evil laugh.
Yeah.
It's been nice vending to you guys. Like, I wasn't, like, looking for some profound answers.
Oh, can I change my bean burrito request?
You can wish whatever you want for me, dude.
When you leave, can you repair the leather on my couch that you have earned through?
No.
Okay. I guess that would have been pretty nice of you, and that's not your thing.
Correct. But you're pretty cool otherwise, so hopefully you recorded this half of the podcast. Get you guys later.
Bye.
Also, you are a listener.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'll see you later.
Bye. Okay, thanks for coming on, Satan.
Bye.
Later, dude.
Oh, I think Kurt's coming back.
That was a really long phone call with your dad, man.
Yeah, how are things?
Hey, yeah, no, I borrowed his van, and we're working on, like, Thanksgiving.
You missed it. Nice.
What did I miss?
You brought Satan on?
Yeah, no, I started talking to him on, like...
You talked to him online. You brought him in person on the podcast, and you left?
I thought it was hot.
I feel like you would have just been like, Literally. Hey, Dad, hold on. Like, I got Satan live here.
I'm going to be honest.
I can touch his wings and shake his hand.
He kind of trauma dumped on me, like, really hardcore.
Yeah, that's kind of what he did here a lot, actually.
Yeah, like, online, so I wasn't super excited to, like, hear him talk more.
I was.
So just decided to bring him on for the rest of us to have to deal with?
I felt bad for him.
That's fair.
He seemed like he was in, like, a bad place, and I just wanted him to... I don't know, man. It's like you give a fiver to like a homeless person. God, he's probably gonna listen to this.
Who, God or Satan?
Either. That would be fucked. Jesus Christ.
I would have had a little more sympathy for you if you were saying like, well, he was threatening me. Like,
no,
that would have been valid. But you're just out of the goodness of your heart wanted to help.
Well,
Satan.
Tis the season.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he seems like a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, we didn't even ask him what he's thankful for.
We talked about like anime for a while, and we had pretty like.
Oh, what anime is he into? Being a demon. What is the demon race like for anime, Kurt?
Probably not demon. Well,
yeah,
Slayer.
Yeah. Yu Yu Hakusho. And
yeah, that's fair. I'm pretty against Demon Slayer.
Yu Yu Hakusho is pretty good. No, he like Demon Slayer. Demons.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he's like yeah. People should be against demons. Like that's. What That's should kinda, happen?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he
doesn't
is
like
demon hating from humans' perspective. He thinks they're gonna lose, but
like his idea is like people should not like demons. He's very against like pro.
Well, I guess we showed him wrong because I thought he was a pretty good guest.
Yeah. Well, and again, like I how this started off was I was actually like trolling and like trying to do like some like Christian like atheist. Stirring up, and then he came in and like corrected me on a bunch of shit, and then he doxed me on the fucking Discord chat.
Shit.
Yeah, and I was like, oh fuck, I should be nice to this guy. So, and then I figured out it was actually Satan. So, yeah.
What did he type in all caps?
No, he was
pretty
like,
regular.
Yeah,
what was his username?
Satan.
Shit, he got Satan.
Yeah, I guess so. Like
Satan 3274 or some shit. Like
he no, yeah,
I mean,
he's
probably been Satan online though before everybody else was Satan online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's a pretty old guy.
He had like a AOL registered address. So like
right. Satan at AOL.
Yeah, so
Hotmail.
Like, I was kind of disturbed. I was a little scared that I got doxxed, and I'm like, oh well, Satan knows where I am anyway. So
yeah, kind of like Santa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, man, imagine if we get him on. What will he do?
Will he do that? Fucking Santa is just Comedy Bang Bang hasn't already.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho!
I don't want to hear that I'm on the naughty list.
Mm. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Satan just said that we're all going to hell.
I'm excited. I don't know,
he's been pretty cagey. Like
Nick?
I was, yeah.
We all know where he's going.
Well, he... I asked him about Hitler, and he didn't seem to know where Hitler was, so that seems...
Yeah, he kind of relayed the same info to us as well.
So that concerns me. I'm like, wait, if Hitler doesn't go to hell, where...
Yeah.
Who's down there? So, I don't know. Yeah.
That's a really good question. Too bad he's not here anymore.
Yeah, well, too bad.
It's mostly cats.
Mostly cats.
I love cats. Hell
yeah. Are you talking about the play?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone from
Ew,
that
Taylor
cast.
Swift was in that.
Yeah, you were she was? Very concerned.
I don't
in the
like
movie,
her.
I think.
Huh?
I think she was in the movie.
She
not
was.
Like, not the stage play.
No. No. The stage play still isn't that amazing either. I saw that when I was a child, and I just remember it being very strange. Dude, this shit's kind of fucking me up. Wow.
But, yeah, no, I caught him on the way out, and he seemed to think you guys gave him a good time, so... And nice. You're not ashes, so... Good.
Yeah, that's true.
Fantastic.
Fucking burnt to a crisp.
So, you know, maybe the podcast can survive without a Curtis.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes.
I have more mushrooms.
You do.
Allegedly.
For his portobellos, pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. Buttons. Button mushrooms.
Yeah. Goombas.
Goombas.
Some shit. Shiitake.
Nice.
Ew.
Bye, kids.
What? What do you mean, ew? You don't like shiitake mushrooms?
No, I do. It's because you said shit and then talkie.
I don't know
and
what
then
you're
in
talking
my brain,
about.
I'm getting kind of drunk, so like in my brain I was thinking of like talkies and then like shit and then it's like shit talkies.
Will Wilhelm scream bring you back to life?
What?
Bars.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Straight bars.
Behind bars.
Beautiful.
Yep. What are we going to do? Are we going to run out this next 2 minutes?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Ooh, I like that.
Shiitakes, just walkie-talkies for butts?
I would hope to God you're not shitting on the walkie-talkie.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, I get
That's
it.
A good question.
I get it. That was like four puns.
Well,
in
I mean, because in order to... talk with your butt on the walkie-talkie,
well,
you have to fart. Yeah,
shit,
but what if sometimes it's not always a fart?
What
you know what I'm saying?
If you throw up on your walkie-talkie?
He did say shit.
Oh!
It's a pukey-talkie.
Hold on, you don't walk on your walkie-talkie, though. You talk into it.
Bars.
It's not a talkie-talkie.
That I could just...
It's just a walkie-talkie that you can use on the toilet.
Yeah, or a treadmill.
Well,
no, you're talking about walkie-talkies. I'm talking about shit-talkies.
Oh, no, that would be a runny talkie.
A shit-talkie is in your bathroom.
Gotcha.
But you still use it like a regular phone.
Yeah.
On the treadmill, that'd be
runny.
Talkie
is still the second half of it.
Yep.
It's a shitty talkie.
Yeah.
I think all talkies are shitty.
We've done a lot of shitty
talkies. Oh, yeah, is it too spicy for you?
Yeah.
I know, she got me surprise Taco Bell. I was excited.
I did.
What?
Yeah, she came over and she's like, here's the fucking Gordita Supreme. Thanks for listening. What's online? I'm at... Gmail stuff.
Bye.
Coincidentally enough, with the amount of Satan on this episode, I've actually been working with the metal band Osmium, based out of San Diego, California, who just dropped this single on November 23rd, 2023, Empty Inside.
Still I cry. Back to my old days. Back to my old life.
Again, that was empty inside. Oh, fuck you. You little shit. Again, that was empty inside by Osmium.
You know that it's Colgang.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Weird.
Yes.